This is Weekend Edition on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Early this morning, two federal judges in Boston issued a temporary order stopping the president's executive order that blocks people from seven Muslim-majority nations from entering the country. The temporary restraining order was granted on behalf of two UMass Dartmouth professors, who are both Muslim, Iranian nationals, with green cards. Susan Church is the chair of the American Immigration Lawyers Association New England chapter, and she argued the case. Susan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Please explain the ruling that came early this morning in Boston.
So the ruling is a four-part ruling, and it's broad and, in our position, expansive, much more than the national ruling. We also are taking the position that it's partly a national ruling. So the first part, CBP, upon the executive, has been doing what we would consider to be very enhanced screening and detaining individuals who were Iranian. Our two plaintiffs in this case were Iranian lawful permanent resident holders. They were held in secondary inspection for an exceedingly long time. Their relatives were outside the airport, desperate for them to come out, didn't know if they were going to come out. So the order tells Customs and Border Protection not to continue those long and extensive inspections unless they comply with the law, which is very clear that lawful permanent residents are not subject to this extensive interrogation. It also prohibits Customs and Border Protection from detaining or moving somebody with lawful right to come to the United States. And it orders them, and this is one of the most important parts, to notify the airlines that have been refusing access to the planes overseas, that this is the rule of law in Boston and it shall be followed even by the overseas airlines.
Now, clarify for us the degree to which this affects people coming into Massachusetts and the degree to which it applies nationally.
So because the order sued President Donald Trump, our position is that it applies nationally. The second two parts of the orders, paragraph C and D, apply specifically to the Logan Airport arrival. So the part about notifying the airlines, that only applies to the Logan Airport airlines flying into Logan, and the part about having the marshal take this order and inform the CBP about it also is a local order. But the first two orders, which the second part of it mirrors the national order, but we added on the words lawful permanent residence into the order, or we asked the judge to. That's national, we say. And the limit to secondary screening, which is the harassment of lawful permanent residents coming into secondary, that we argue is a national order because it enjoins President Donald Trump and his agents and officers.
Now, when you say the national order, you were talking about the ruling in New York?
Yes, there was on our way to the courthouse yesterday, there was a national stay by the Eastern District Court of New York.
And can you elaborate a little bit on that for us in terms of what that accomplished?
Well, that was basically in paragraph B of our ruling. That ruling, similar to our ruling, but ours is a little broader, prohibited Customs and Border Protection from detaining individuals who are deporting individuals who have a lawful right to enter the United States pursuant to a visa or lawful permanent resident status.
So essentially, people who, absent President Trump's executive order, would have had no issue entering the country.
Correct. Visa holders, students, lawful permanent residents, K-1, which are fiancé visa holders, people like that.
Can you summarize for us the legal case against the president's executive order?
Well, this executive order was patently unconstitutional, and to be honest, it just didn't even pass the laugh test. Lawful permanent residents have a legal right to enter the United States, and no one can take someone's lawful permanent residence away status unless they are an immigration judge, not even the president by executive order. It far exceeded the president's powers. It violated due process rights of these individuals. It violated equal protection of these individuals because it was targeting Muslim individuals. So it was faulty and wrong on so many different fronts.
Susan, where do you expect to go from here?
We have to file an amended complaint on Monday with additional plaintiffs. We are seeking people who were affected by these executive orders or are still being affected by these executive orders. We hope to add them to the complaint, and we will broaden and solidify our claims because they had to be filed in such an expedited manner yesterday.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Susan Church is the chair of the American Immigration Lawyers Association New England chapter. This is WBUR.